Good evening, Gone Wild Audio. How bees in bed right now. But I thought I would troll around GWA as I am wont to do. And lo and behold, came across the post about the newbies. They had some questionnaires, and one of the questionnaires was my own, but also this lovely one by CB. It's called Spill It. And I do love to spill it. maybe it's just the pillow talk. Okay, so I haven't read through any of these questions yet. But we're gonna make an attempt at this one. You ready, kids? Okay. All right. A scale of 1 to 10, how similar are you to your GWA persona? 1 being not at all, 10 being exactly. Well, my commenting persona, I'd say that's my supportive side. I want the community to really sort of come together and say really positive things and a little constructive criticism here and there, but if I come across a post I don't like, I will pass over it. Unless I have something constructive to say about it. So, Howby's commenting persona is very bubbly. She's, a little naughty once in a while. So, the naughty side is closer to what I am more like in person. That is, if you get me comfortable with a nice glass of scotch. But then my recording persona, I've tried to get a range in there. Okay, so my commenting persona, I'd say, is about a was it 1 to 10? So about 5. So it's sort of halfway, but definitely not 100% me. But if you get me on PMs, I'm usually a lot more honest. Polite, but honest. You just get to know me, and I'll open up. You may not like everything you find, but so it's going back. Here's the classic questionnaire rambles that we get into, but I think everybody enjoys those. So my recording persona, I've been trying to get a better range going on. I'd say I'm definitely not dominant like I am in some of those, like some of them are a bit like far off fantasy fulfillment, and I try and do my best to act, but I would never be that way in bed. I'm very submissive. I get off on serving and pleasing and satisfying a man, or a woman. Definitely matters who would be holding the leash at the end of the day. So that would be so my recording persona across the board, but excluding the questionnaires that I do, that would be about a 2. Okay. Number 2, what's the story behind your username? Ooh. And the nerd comes out to play. So on my main account, this is a throwaway account. Well, not a throwaway account, but this is an alternate account that I made because my main account is, shall we say, it's connected to a lot of things in my real life, like my email and my Facebook and accounts across several, like close to a decade of accounts in that same name, so I can't use that one. So, with this one, I have, and you'll indulge me for a moment, because you're listening to this already, aren't you? I have a hobby of inventing languages, like fantasy languages, and one of which I speak somewhat fluently, and I'm teaching a friend right now, and it's called Kantoling. And the word Haobi, and a lot of people seem to have problem pronouncing my name, but it's Haobi, and it means little fool. And it's the pet name that my dom gave me. So, and he's the, I guess I should just fess up, he's the one who I'm teaching. So, if, if we get to that point, we might actually be able to have a scene in that language exclusively. We're getting close. Getting close. But, I'm trying to think of a sentence that would allow you to hear. I guess, Ikinke, Kantulinke, ang, Homme, Amborutoi, Lingodong, Dende, Tikamaunyaoche, Ambrukawankyocho. That's what it sounds like. I basically said, I'm able to talk in Kantoling, but none of you can understand it. But now you do, a little bit. Okay. So that's the story behind my username. Okay, so that leads perfectly into number three. How many languages do you speak? What are they? Say something sexy for us. I'm a lover of language, although getting myself disciplined enough to actually learn a real language is very difficult. Ich habe lerne sprechen Deutsch. That's probably horrible pronunciation, but I try. Nihongo de hane hanashimasu. A little bit of skoshi o hanashimasu. A little bit of Japanese. Daigaku de Nihongo o benkyou shimashita. And again, my pronunciation is probably terrible. I haven't been practicing enough. And then, what else? I can, obviously speak in Kantoling. I guess I should say something sexy in Kantoling. Not in a sexy tone, but something sexy. Take me to argue, Mavia. To carry a beater chore. And on the echo catcho cony. Do she to day So that's, it's like, I want your cock, why don't you give it to me? I just want it so bad. That's what I said. Okay. Who is your celebrity lookalike? Oh, that's sneaky. But what if I am a celebrity? Dum dum dum. No, most people say. If I ask them that question, they say I look a lot like Elaine Page, with shorter hair, like short hair. Who knows your secrets? Can you share them with us? Who knows my secrets? My dominant knows my secrets. Can I share any though? Ooh, something that I haven't shared already in one of my questionnaires. Oh, what should I share with everyone? It's not just a fun fact. secrets. I can't think of it. I'm usually pretty open. And there's a few things I'd rather not say. At least two. Protect my persona here on Gone Wild Audio. My secret. I guess I can share this one. That I, my last relationship actually, and this is, I guess it's sort of a PSA, my last relationship, I kind of screwed it up because I got involved with someone from GWA, and I got caught with them over webcam, and so he found out by walking in on me, and so then I had to move back home, but it was actually a long time coming, so that's my one secret. I'm a dirty little cheater. unlike me, if you like. I don't think I would blame you. Oh, let's see. Oh, what bad habits do I have? What bad habits? I pick my nails a bit. Like, I peel them. I don't know if anybody else does that. I don't bite them, luckily, but I do peel my nails sometimes. Bad habits. I don't brush my teeth nearly as much as I should. I've been working on it though, because I just got a new job. Yay! It might be like once a day rather than twice, and sometimes I forget to like do gargle or to do flossing. I'm totally gonna go brush my teeth after this. I feel so bad. Tell us the story of losing your virginity. Oh, this is gonna be a long one. Okay, I was 17, I was 3 days away from being 18. My internet boyfriend of 3 years came up to see me. We got a hotel room, and I was on my period. And, since he was also using a condom, which is smart, because I wasn't on birth control, there was no sensation going on whatsoever, and we got blood on, like, every single towel. It was the worst. Like, we were trying so hard to make sure it didn't get on the bed, so we tried to fuck everywhere else than the bed, and it was a disaster. How frequently do you have sex with someone else, with yourself? Well, currently, since I don't regret ending that relationship. Even if it was a bad way to end it, I do not regret ending that relationship. It was horribly emotionally abusive, yada yada yada. Okay, blah 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 blah. Okay, so that was back in May. I moved back home. And since then, I have not had sex. I've had several dates with someone, but we never had the time or the opportunity. And then he decided to get busy. Like, just busy. And stop talking to me. So, you know, there's that. And then I'm hoping within a couple of weeks to, end that little streak. as sexual as I am, I haven't moved up to the level of one night stands yet. I don't feel the need to sort of, how would you say, fulfill the holes in my personality with sex. So it takes me a while to warm up to actually wanting to fuck someone. You know, even if they're physically attractive, I have to be in an emotional state with them as well. I mean, I'll cam whore with someone, that's no problem, but, you know, actually physically sharing a bed and and trusting someone with, you know, I have anxiety about my appearance. I've lost quite a bit of weight since my teens, but I still have that mindset of being overweight. So, you know, I always get very nervous about that, and, there's only a few people that I've ever trusted, and there's only one that I trust completely right now. Let's see. And then with myself? Oh, shit. If not once a day, twice a day, once every 2 days. That's quite frequent. I have a rabbit vibrator. And I know I haven't done a recording with it, but I like to devote my recording time to doing skips or thinking about new material to write scripts for. Like, I have a few ideas floating around, but, yeah. Moving on. What is your biggest regret? Well, when I was a teen, I used to lie to my parents a lot, and I have a lot of regrets about that. You know. Looking back, I understand what my mindset was, but it was definitely not a good thing to be doing. And I've since made it up with them. But, you know, when those lies came crashing down, that was, you know, the worst day of my life, and it was all my fault. So, I've since been doing my best to repent for that. And, yeah, anybody who's young, and I don't know what kind of relationship you have with your parents, but if you can, you know, if they're doing the best for you, if they're good parents to you, try your best not to lie to them, because it won't serve you in the long run. And that's, okay. What would you choose as your death row meal? Creme brulee, lobster, big old fucking steak, and, what is it? Tart cherry cobbler. What is your favorite scent? My favorite scent would have to be, I have this candle, and it's an Italian candle. I got it from Home Goods, actually. Like, they sell it online. If you look, it's like $20 for this damn candle. But I got it for $3. I was so happy. And, it's called Musk Cassis or something. And it's, black currant and musk. And it's absolutely my favorite scent in, like, the whole fucking world. And I don't even light the candle because I don't want to use it up. I just smell it. What do you wear to bed on a regular night, on sexy time nights? Okay, regular night, I have, well, right now I just have a Sigur Rós t-shirt and some blue pajama pants. But other than that, I have pajamas that actually, they're sort of like a Chinese style. And they're, like, blue with white, flowers, and, like, it has, like, the collar and everything. Very Asian-looking outfit. And then, on sexy time nights, I have several pairs of Victoria's Secret, underwear. I splurge a bit there. And, there's also a couple of... My favorite color seems to be white, or at least that's what I get for free. I have this very, very tight lace dress, and it ends, like, right above my ass. And, then I have another white one that's more, like, loose and flowy. Do you read in bed? Who is your favorite author? Oh, someone's home. Do you read in bed? Sometimes, not recently though. If I read anything, it'll usually be just quick little books from the library. I like my favorite author right now is probably either Scarlett Edwards or Amelia Atwater Rhodes. Tell us about your most recent sexual encounter. My most recent one? I don't really want to talk about my most recent one. Well, sexual encounter. Well, I guess if it wasn't, if it's not sex. What do I say? I guess my last recent sexual encounter is over Skype. And, it was a session with my dom. And, he's very good at getting me in the mindset and, just making me, I mean, even before I touch myself, just making me really extremely fucking wet. And, yeah. My only problem is that I have to stay quiet because there are other people in the house, but, yeah, extremely, extremely good. Let's see. What else? One word best describes you inside the bedroom, outside the bedroom? Inside, outside. So inside the bedroom, I'm very pliant, obedient, maybe a little, you know, I wouldn't use the word brat, because that's associated with, that mindset. No, I'm not a brat, but I like to challenge authority a little bit. And just see what I can get away with. You know, just sort of twisting words. That's my favorite. Outside the bedroom, I'm usually pretty easy to get along with. I'm a little awkward during conversation. But, that's why I usually tend to try and listen more before I open my mouth. Because sometimes I don't know what to say, so I let people talk about themselves a little bit more. People seem to like that. Outside the bedroom, I do a lot of art. I like to, you know, get out in nature. I live on the East Coast, and it's, gorgeous here, and, we live right in the back of some woods, and I get out there every day with my dog or just by myself sometimes. And, you know, I'm not exactly adventurous, but I like spending quality time alone in the forest, just kind of thinking to myself, talking to myself, that kind of thing. Do you have any tattoos or piercings? No, not yet. I'm thinking about a tattoo, but it's going to be expensive as hell for what I want. Because I want something done well. I don't want, like, a little piece of crap on my body. And piercings. I used to have my ears pierced, and then I let them, you know, grow out. And, I have to get them re-pierced. Other than that, no. Okay. Have you ever come without touching your penis, pussy? Not that I know of, actually. Wait. No, yes, I have. It was, I have an erogenous zone, and I'm not going to share it with anybody. It's an erogenous zone that's... Because I was thinking, like, humping a pillow or something, but no, like, I was laying on my back, and it was during a session, and he had ordered me to touch that one erogenous zone, and it's not anywhere near my vagina at all. And I don't know what it was about. It was just the way that I was being handled and controlled, and, kind of all came out at once. It wasn't, like, a mind-shattering orgasm or anything. It wasn't as good as if I touched myself, but because I didn't, when it happened, it was just amazing. You know, it was just one of those things. It's like, wow, I didn't know that my body was capable of that. What is your record for coming in 24 hours? Do you challenge yourself? I think my current record is about... what was the last time we checked? There was... I can get sort of multi-orgasmic. And, 10 was the record for the day. And that was... That, I mean, I was completely just... completely jelly legs by the end of the night. That was, you know, and they weren't all the same intensity. Like, some were kind of passing, but others, like, I don't know, again, like, I don't know how to describe a female orgasm to a guy, obviously, but, you know, you'll have ones that are stronger than others, and, some that you're just like, oh, I know I'm coming, but I don't really feel it, and then others it's like, oh, wow, you know, that was an orgasm, that kind of thing. What is on your sexual bucket list? Probably threesome, foursome, moresome. Like an actual productive one. I've had a foursome and it was terrible. But I always get really turned on, by the idea of me and a bunch of other girls and then one guy and, and just, like, doing our best to really, like, rock his world, you know. And yeah, there can be another guy, but I don't really care. It's like, I really like the one guy, multiple girl dynamic. Let's see. And then the last question. Describe what an orgasm feels like. God damn it. Describe what an orgasm feels like to you. Hopefully while having an orgasm. Well, sorry. I just answered this in, like, a recent one that I did. Sort of a one-off questionnaire thing. Sorry, I didn't scratch myself. And, I guess, it kind of gets, like, tight down there. And then there's sort of this crazy numbness, and then which turns into tingling and warmth, and it just, for me, it spreads like through my vagina into my taint, and then it goes like down my thighs, and then a little up into my abdomen, and then up my spine into like the back of my head to the front, like, kind of, my brow line, I guess. Or, like, around my ears. I guess if that's how I describe, like, a really, really good one. Like, not just, like, a little guy. I wouldn't call it, like, a full body orgasm, though I've had those. And those are hard to describe. But, like, yeah, like, that's the part that gets me, is, like, where it goes, like, sort of around the temples. On your head. Okay, so I am so tired right now. My voice is already worn out. I need to get myself a glass of water. I hope everybody... Oh my goodness, 30 minutes. Oh, I just checked the recording. Hope everybody was able to get some things done while they were listening to this. And you have a good night.